Since 1981, Justin has been producing world-class Bordeaux-style wines from Paso Robles on the California Central Coast. As a pioneer of the region, Justin Wines helped put Paso Robles on the winemaking map. The Justin team believes the wine should be exceptional in every aspect, which is why they use boutique winemaking practices like hand harvesting and hand sorting. With a rich history of accolades, Justin is proud to produce exceptional wines and hold the title of America's number one luxury Cabernet. Whether you're a first-time wine drinker or a seasoned aficionado, Justin has the perfect wine for every occasion. Visit justinwine.com and enter promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off your order. Justin Wines also makes the perfect holiday gifts for clients, colleagues, friends, or family. Don't miss out. Visit justinwine.com and use the promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off for a limited time. Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer, and I am super excited. This is my backfield here, Steven and Bucky and Rick. I'm so excited because my heart lies within junior achievement and junior achievement worldwide. I am an alumni, one of, I think, over 100 million people that in the world are alumni of junior achievement. There's several moments in your life that send you in the right direction, and we know those programs exist. And for a hyperactive entrepreneurial 10-year-old, when my mom told me that there was a program up in Cuyamaca Mountain for junior achievement, and it was meant for me, had I known that I get choked up and emotional, the impact that junior achievement would have on my life. And I'm blessed to be around some of the greatest thought leaders in the world. Junior Achievement is one of the top 10 NGOs in the world. It is changing the lives of 15 to 25 year old entrepreneurs around the world. It brings in the biggest thought leaders, from Jack Canfield to Mark Victor Hansen to Marshall Goldsmith, Mark Thompson. The list goes on and on. Sharon Lecter, Blaine Bartlett. I can't even remember all of the thought leaders, Bob Proctor, pouring their content into these children that eventually will save the world. Because I truly believe that Ashish Advani, who's the CEO of Junior Achievement Worldwide, has impacted the world, including being nominated in 2022 for a Nobel Peace Prize. If that doesn't say it all, we'll let Ashish speak for himself. Welcome, a true friend, a leader, a mentor of mine, Ashish Advani. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here, and to see you get emotional makes me emotional. So we got a problem now.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have, because it is. I have been blessed in my life, and you're given opportunity, but you have to learn to take it. And I see so many kids that are offered opportunities through these programs, and it's frustrating for me, because the more we give, the more we're given. But if we're not aware of what we're given, we can't take advantage or receive it or give it back. And that's the whole essence to me of junior achievement. Now we talk about achievement in a different context. Your book, Modern Achievement: Time, Value, and Emotion Changes Faster Than Ever. What are some of the things that our Junior Achievement Worldwide is doing to align with the ever-changing pace of time, value, and emotion in the world that is changing?
Well, I think one of the reasons I decided to write this book is the idea of success and achievement has really started to change. Most books about achievement are written, which give advice to young people to write down goals, long-term goals, visualize them, and the universe will help you achieve those long-term goals. But the world is changing so fast. AI, just to pick one example of something that's going to fundamentally change the number of jobs and number of careers that young people have. So young people are going to have at least 20 jobs. And probably on average, 7 careers in the course of their life. The idea of long-term goal setting and visualization have to be modified for the modern day. So the book is written with Marshall Goldsmith, who's just an amazing man. You already mentioned him, Dave, but he's been a mentor to me, and I've learned so much from his wisdom. So we wanted to share that wisdom with young people around the world. And then from a JA perspective, our programs are already constantly changing to be reactive to these trends around the world, where a kid, for example, in the Middle East, has to react to an economy which isn't going to be based on oil in the future. They got to learn new skills, skills their dad and mom didn't have. So in every part of the world, we're learning that we've had a change and be responsive to the future.
I love that. That's very true. And as you talk about children around the world, all of us see achievement different and what we want to get out of life. And to your point of seven careers, possibly in one's lifetime, how do you help the young people or young leaders find what that center is or that happiness, right? Because as you achieve and you have more, you tend to want more, right? You become content. How do you keep that fire burning, but at the same time know that the center is probably what's your anchor and what you're achieving in the time?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. Right. So there's a difference, I think, between ready-made purpose and self-made purpose. There's an illustration in the book by the great illustrator Aishe Bursell. She's this amazing design thinker, and I love this illustration because it really makes the point. For the first part of your life, you have ready-made purpose, which your parents or your school, your university, your professors, your boss, your job tells you, this is what you got to do. And at some point, that changes to be based on self-made purpose. That's the centering. It's sort of that realization that you have a role in the world and you're going to use your time to optimize the strengths that you've been given by God. And I think that's one of the things which I find for young people is we help them build self-efficacy. You're familiar with the concept of self-efficacy?
Yes,
this like amazing sense of self-belief that will get you through all the challenges that you face because you know that deep down inside, you're going to be able to persevere through them. And entrepreneurship requires it. Frankly, I mean, almost all career shifts of the future, you're going to have 20 job shifts and seven career shifts. Some of them are going to be involuntary. You're going to get fired. So you're going to have that self-belief to get through those difficult times. And that's what JA does.
One of the things that I loved about meeting you in the hallway was just the connection to your heart. You know, I heard you talk about youth and I heard you say that you're feeling emotional, just seeing David's emotion. My question for you is, why do you do the work that you do specifically with youth in the way that you do it? And why is it important for you personally?
Well, my story began when we moved from India to Canada when I was a kid. And when we arrived in Canada, I developed a stutter. So I don't have it now, but it was a pretty severe stutter. I couldn't even say a sentence without stumbling on it. And I learned over time that the way to build self-confidence is through little experiences where you get to see yourself as a leader. I use that language now. That's not what I would have said when I was a kid. I just was like trying to meet girls and getting rejected left, right, and center because I couldn't say anything. I was trying to get involved with student activities and I was like not ever getting elected president because I couldn't speak. I didn't have the confidence. I just lacked the confidence. And JA was a program that allowed me to be CEO of a student business when I was in my teens. Let me tell you, when you're CEO of a business in your teens, you have people and a product that you're responsible for, it changes your mindset. It starts to make you believe that you can be CEO one day when you're older. Or put differently, if you haven't had that experience as a teen, imagine in your 20s thinking that it's okay to be a CEO. I mean, how do you get that confidence? So for me, I'm so motivated by having other kids around the world have the experience of youth entrepreneurship. And having a title like CEO, a bit like you had when you were young, I think that experience of being in a student business, I think your business was an ice cream cone, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, like a little banana split.
A little banana split. Yeah, so, I mean, the idea...
I was going to make millions.
What could have been with that idea. But the act of having that title or that experience as a kid can fundamentally change your career trajectory. So that's what motivates me.
Since 1981, Justin has been producing world-class Bordeaux-style wines from Paso Robles on the California Central Coast. As a pioneer of the region, Justin Wines helped put Paso Robles on the winemaking map. The Justin team believes the wine should be exceptional in every aspect, which is why they use boutique winemaking practices like hand harvesting and hand sorting. With a rich history of accolades, Justin is proud to produce exceptional wines and hold the title of America's number one luxury Cabernet. Whether you're a first-time wine drinker or a seasoned aficionado, Justin has the perfect wine for every occasion. Visit justinwine.com and enter promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off your order. Justin Wines also makes the perfect holiday gifts for clients, colleagues, friends, or family. Don't miss out. Visit justinwine.com and use the promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off for a limited time.
Ashish, what's shaking? There's something you said towards the beginning, and it was about, you know, the different shifts, obviously, that they make. But you're like, you know, kids especially have difficulties looking 10 years out in advance and everything. And when I interview as a CEO, you know, which I hate interviews, by the way, I hate giving them. But I'm like, even more than that, I hate the question, where do you see yourself in 5 years? It wrecks my core, because it's like most can't even plan out a year. Now, being the CEO of a public company, like, where are you going to be 5 years from now? What can we expect? I'm like, guys, I'm right in the moment right now. I'm doing things. How do you teach that out in JA and show kids that it's okay to not have this end outcome 5 years from now or even a year from now?
I'll tell you, it's really tough. I think kids have been socially conditioned to think they have to set long-term goals. If you think about it, almost every book on achievement has this thesis that you set a long-term goal and you visualize it. So the reason that modern achievement, frankly, needed to be written is the world has fundamentally changed. That's just not true anymore. So how do you create that mindset? Well, I'll give you a few examples. One of the lessons in the book is to make friends with people 5 to 10 years older than you. I mean, who gave you that advice when you were in high school or college? I mean, I'm guessing all your friends were other high school kids or college kids. But having somebody who's already been through it a few years earlier and has a career that's different from what you might be sort of envisioning allows you to get the network, the contacts to think, oh, I could do this or I could do that. So role models is core to what JA does, right? We introduce young people to role models in careers they didn't know existed. Most kids know what their parents do and what their parents' friends do. I was in India with a bunch of young sort of 14-year-old girls who are like the daughters of like rickshaw drivers. So they knew what their mom did and what their dad did. We introduced them to a GE executive, who's a woman who's a nutritionist for GE hospitals in Bombay. And these girls went, oh my God, I want to be just like her. Like, that's the career I want. I'm going to study chemistry now. They had no interest in that before they met the person because they didn't know the career existed. So how do we help? We introduce young people to opportunities they just didn't know existed.
That's brilliant.
I think I
appreciate you.
The benefit is the opposite of the counterintuitive side of, if you're 56 years old, you better start surrounding yourself with 26-year-olds as well, because everybody has expertise. And a 26-year-old may have spent the last 10 years in social media, social marketing, social siloing, and they have a lot as well that they can give. And this new combination, I think, is extraordinary. And that's what Junior Achievement Worldwide provides, is it's not only the mentorship of people like us that are giving the instruction or the direction of where you want to be or better, but there's such great value in learning. And even when people shadow me, and I'm blessed to have some of the Junior Achievement kids shadow me, and they'll say, well, you know, can I ask questions? I said, well, you got to do two things if you're going to shadow me. You got to ask me questions, but I also want your advice. I want to know how you see this and say, Dave, I think you could do better. You know this app? You've been wasting 10 hours a week. Do you know there's an app that does that? And these are things that really have happened. That's what Junior Achievement is doing worldwide. That's why it got nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize, because it will be the entrepreneurs that save this world. We can recycle all we want, and I encourage everyone to do so. But some entrepreneur is going to figure out how to turn plastic into chocolate or fill up the hole in our skies. That's what entrepreneurs do. They always have, and they'll always save the earth. And so if you're not invested in these modern solutions, like Modern Achievement, sponsored by Marshall Goldsmith and Ashish, you're missing out. And I highly suggest all you successful entrepreneurs and young aspiring entrepreneurs to join us at Junior Achievement Worldwide. Ashish Advani, you are a mentor of mine. Thank you for everything you do, and thank you for helping us save this world. You are just a great addition to Office Hours. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.